Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. So you might be asking, Dawg, where you been? I've been processing what I want the future of this podcast to be. I think I've given more answers here than I'd like to, and I have far more questions about life and faith that I want to continue to explore. And so I think processing what the future of this podcast could look like, really just asking you more questions, right? Asking God more questions, exploring life together in all of its beauty and brokenness and hurt and pain and wonder, and really just asking the big existential questions. Those are the things I want to talk a little bit more of as we move forward in this journey together on First Five. But where have I been? I've been processing. Not just the future of the podcast, but life as a whole. We had a death in the family. The matriarch of our family really passed away. My great-grandmother at 91, she was a woman of strength and boldness and courage and heart and love and wisdom and care. And she lived such a full life with so many different adventures and just a pillar of several communities. Really just a pillar of our family. And so it was a hard time to process through all of that. But it really got me thinking more and more about this concept of death. I think in our Western world, we don't have a healthy concept of death. I think because of the go, go, go mentality and the never stop mentality and the, gain mentality, that we don't often have enough time to factor in death. And so death really happens upon us and it takes us aback. Because we're so busy in our lives and our schedules and the craziness of everything that we've got going on, death often takes a back seat. And then when death decides to get in the driver's seat and we realize we're not in control, it usually is something that takes us aback. We are shocked by the fact that death occurs to us all. And I know this is really morbid and probably a little bit too morbid for the encouragement podcast, but I think it's important that we reinstill a healthy coexistence with the concept of death. That's what we're going to name the episode, a healthy coexistence with the concept of death. I think it's really important that we get that back into our culture, back into our world, because what we're currently living is not forever. This moment in time, this 60, this 70, this 80 years, that's if we're fortunate enough to see that. For many of us, we feel like our lives have been cut down, or we feel like we've got family members or friends or people who we've seen their lives be cut down too short. But this block of time that we have here on earth, it's not forever. It's temporary. And so we have a responsibility to coexist with the reality of the fact that we won't always be here. I had this moment when my great-grandmother, we were at the viewing of the body and we walked in to the funeral home, and I sat and looked at her, and me and my wife, I don't know why I'm getting emotional now, because I actually haven't been emotional up until this point. Me and my wife walked into the room, and I didn't have any tears in my eyes. I didn't have any sadness in my heart. If anything, there was gratitude and gladness over the life and the legacy that she lived. I didn't feel a sadness. I wasn't burdened by the fact that she was gone. I was excited because I knew that she had found a new home. And whether you believe in this concept of heaven or this concept of a life after this life, whether you believe in that or not, the world is too big to think that things just end here. And for me, based off of my belief system, based off of what I believe, I have a hope and an assurance that she was somewhere else, that she was in heaven, that she was with the person that created her. Living fully alive, more alive than she's literally ever been in her entire life. So I didn't have reason or occasion to be sad in that moment. I know there's a time for everything. I probably need to process my emotions a little bit more and really allow myself to feel. And I feel like I did that to the for the most part, but I couldn't find myself to be sad because I felt hope when I walked into the room. Not because her body was laying there. This, I know this is more morbid than you want, but it's not because her body was laying there. I was looking and I was like, she's not here. Like, this body was warm and full of love and full of life, and that's not what's here. This is just a body. This is just a vessel laying in a casket. Where she is something that is greater and broader and more beautiful than I've ever experienced, but one day I want to. Where she is greater than where she was. And my encouragement for you today is that you would take a step into belief, a step into curiosity when it comes to death. I don't know where you are when it comes to your faith. I don't know where you are when it comes to your thinking and your processing about death, but this life is not forever. What we're experiencing now, all of the good and all of the great and the wonderful and the warmth and the love and also all of the bad and the broken and the hurt and the pain, that can't last forever. And there's going to be one day, this is what the scripture tells us, there's one day where God will wipe every tear from our eyes. And you don't have to necessarily believe in that. I want you to. Because I think there's a place that's greater than this place. There's a place where life is the way that it always should have been. There is a place where things are renewed and things are restored. There is a place that is greater than what you're currently experiencing. And I think so often we focus our attention on all of the things that are happening now and all of the hurt and all of the pain and all of the cancer and all the breakups and all of the divorces and all the hard situations and all the addictions and all the abuses. And we lose sight of things that are far greater, things that are far larger, things that are eternal, that last past this present moment. So today, would you adopt with me a healthy concept of death? Therefore, adopting a healthy concept of life. Because if you begin to have a healthy coexistence with the concept of death, you can begin to embrace life more fully. And that doesn't mean you're hustling and grinding because it's like, I'm running out of time. No. That means that you embrace each moment as it comes, that you take life on life's terms, that you love a little deeper today, that you hug someone that you haven't hugged in a while, that you talk to someone you haven't talked to in a while, that you embrace the fullness of life and all it has to offer. My hope for you is that you would take a step toward life everlasting. That in your journey, in our journey together, we would grow deeper and deeper and deeper in love with life itself. And as far as I'm concerned, based off of what I believe, life itself is Jesus. So that's my hope for you today. Let's take a step together to healthily coexist with the concept of death. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.